Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Infosys Q3 profit rises 17% year-on-year. Wipro Q3 profit grows 21% year-on-year to Rs. 2968 crore. Paytm says could turn profitable in 2021. India clears deal to manufacture Tejas fighter jets for the Air Force. Q3 recovery faster than expected, says Nomura. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. It was quite a volatile day for the market, where the Sensex gyrated 721 points, only to close with marginal losses. Once again, an attempt by the bears to take control over the market failed as the bulls displayed their strength noticeably. Some analysts said they haven't seen such optimism in the market in almost a decade. At close, Sensex was down 25 points and was still 500 points away from the 50,000 mark. Nifty made sure it ends above 14,650. M&M jumped 6% while SBI climbed 5%. Bharti Airtel, which was up 6% in morning trade, ended just 2% higher. The Bajaj Twins closed up to 3% lower while the HDFC Duo shed up to 2.8%. We caught up with Deepak Jasani, head of retail research at HDFC Securities, to know his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jasani. What led to the sharp volatility seen in the market on Wednesday? Any advice to investors?
Now, markets opened with a gap up this morning, rose for some time, and then gradually began to slide. After a very feeble recovery, post 1250, markets saw some sharp sell-offs. And that is why there was some panic in the market. Now, why this happened? Basically, there could be a few reasons. Markets anyway were overbought. Valuations continue to remain high. Oil prices, which could impact India's economy and macros, are on the way up and have now crossed $53. U.S. Fed officials yesterday hinted that the scale back of stimulus could start as soon as this year. Now, going by the way the sell-off happened, it seemed to be some sort of a basket selling by an institution. However, there was no follow-up selling, and that is why markets recovered also quite sharply. Having said that, risks of sharp and sudden sell-offs will continue to remain, given the high valuations at which we are currently. So one is advised to be careful, keep taking profits, and have a limit on your outstanding long positions. Even in investments, it may be a good idea to take some profits.
Which are the sectors that you think still offer a margin of safety?
In such a market, what are the sectors that could be safe? Now, when markets are overbought, nothing is safe because everything has run up. All the sectors have run up from the bottom. So in that sense, all sectors face the risk of sell-offs. However, on a relative basis, we think PSU, pharma, FMCG and IT to an extent are relatively safer and may fall less in the ensuing correction.
On technical charts, the index formed a small bearish candle with a long lower wick on the daily chart. We caught up with Amit Trivedi, technical analyst at Yes Securities institutional desk, to decode the charts. Welcome to the show, Mr. Trivedi. Has anything changed for Nifty on technical charts after Wednesday's session?
So technically, after 3 days advance, we can see a higher price volatility in the Nifty. Today, Nifty made a high of record high of 14,653, but it failed to sustain at higher levels, and we can see a correction of more than 200 points from the day's high. Eventually, again, from the lower levels, Nifty recovered and it ended on a flat note. So going ahead, now see any sustenance below levels of 14,650 could attract some amount of consolidation, and Nifty might consolidate between the range of 14,400 to 14,600.
What's your take on Bank Nifty?
So after Tuesday's up move, today Bank Nifty formed indecisive candle, and it erased early gains and entered into a negative territory. But eventually, again, bulls regained momentum on the upside, and Bank Nifty ended above 32,500. With the kind of volatility which we have seen in the Bank Nifty, now see the follow-up action needs to be closely watched out because a sustenance above 32,500 is required to continue recent uptrend in the Bank Nifty.
Globally, other Asian markets ended mixed. European markets were trading negative in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start for US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.